In western Pennsylvania and West Virginia, three towns all share an astronomical name. For 90.5 WESA's Good Question series, Katie Blackley reports on the stories behind cities that start with the word star.
None of the three towns have an observatory, and no groundbreaking space discoveries were made in Star Junction or Starbrick, Pennsylvania, or Star City, West Virginia. That made Good Question listener David Cook wonder.
I became curious as to why all these names began with the word star.
He guessed they were perhaps named after a famous businessman or military leader.
There's only one R in these stars, and usually when someone's named star, it's a double R at the end.
To find out about Star Junction's celestial origins, I asked people who live there. A.J. Bonney is the supervisor of Perry Township, Fayette County, which incorporates Star Junction, Pennsylvania. At a Permanis on Route 51, he explained that the community of about 700 started as a coal town, and for the people who lived there, work and home life were the same.
They worked for the coal mine. They bought everything off the coal mine. Their houses were heated with coal. They'd give them the first ton of coal for free. Then after that, they'd have to buy it off the coal mines. They paid rent to the coal mines.
Bonney says, like in many coal towns, the miners lived in a row of white houses near the factories, while the management lived on the other side of the railroad tracks on a street called Tony Row. Bonney says the intersection of those roads and the train tracks helped shape the town, literally.
Star, the way the railroad tracks and Route 51 and White Row and Tony Row, the way that all kind of lined up, it lined up to basically form a star. That's how they figure we got the star in the Star Junction.
About 50 miles south, just across the border in West Virginia, is another town forged by its industry.
I'm Jeanette Mara, and I live in Star City, and I've lived here for 90 years, right where I'm at now.
Star City is just outside of Morgantown. Mara says it was once home to about a dozen glass companies, which created hand-blown tumblers, lamp chimneys, and electric bulbs. Glass was the dominant industry for years in this part of the country. In the early 20th century, one glass business owner took the initiative to put his mark on the town.
There was a Star City Glass. I can remember that growing up.
The Star Glass Company is closed, but the region still celebrates the glass industry. Now they're focusing on revitalizing their riverfront and bringing in new businesses. It's a similar approach that Dave Sherman from the Warren County Visitors Bureau is taking in his small Pennsylvania town, Starbrick.
Camps, hunting, fishing, outdoor rec, we're all about nature and the outdoors here.
Only about 500 people live in Starbrick. It was one of a handful of communities that formed during Pennsylvania's oil and lumber boom. Sherman says the rapid growth of the industry demanded materials for the town's construction.
We had a company here around the turn of the century that made bricks with a star in it. And I know that sounds simple, but sometimes simple works. In my backyard area, we have some bricks, and within those bricks, some are star bricks.
Why stars? Sherman says he's not sure.
Maybe they wanted to be distinct and different and stand out. You know, anybody could make a brick, right?
The three towns with stars in their names are different types of communities now and have little to do with the night sky, but they're all connected by their manufacturing origins and, of course, their galactic titles. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.
Good Question is a regular feature on 90.5 WESA that seeks to satisfy Pittsburghers' curiosities about their city. Send us your questions online at wesa.fm/goodquestion.